95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
How the screw are you?
You've never called me buddy before once in my life.
First time? Last time. Please enjoy. I know, that's a weird name. That's weird.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. It always sounds a little sarcastic to me when people say it, a little bit.
I always feel like it's somebody who doesn't know you very well.
Well, I don't really know you.
Sounded odd coming
from
you.
We've just met in 1986.
Sure.
So, you know, still kind of new.
Still kind of getting to know each other.
Still a honeymoon period.
Sure, of course.
What?
I hope it never ends.
Yeah, here. Not after what happened yesterday. I don't know what that means.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Public marriage proposals. Where are you on those?
Oh, please make it stop.
They bug me so much.
It's like making the people at the restaurant sing happy birthday to you. Why do we all have to stop?
Agreed.
They don't want to stop. We don't want to stop.
Agreed.
Hopefully she says no.
That's my always my response. Please
know,
say no. Please
right?
say no. Please say no.
That's so mean.
But I don't know why.
I don't know. It's because it's just.
I think it's too much of a, hey, look at me, but I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's really nice. Maybe it's something that never happens in their life.
And
maybe
we're
it's
just
great.
Cynical people.
Jackasses.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think that's a strong possibility.
That we're jackasses?
Yeah, but we'll find out how everybody else feels. Yeah, that's totally a given.
Things you can eat forever.
Oh, I got a list of those.
Do you?
Yeah. I eat popcorn every single day. I can eat
every day.
I do. Yeah, it has to be really a particular kind of good popcorn, but I will never get
every day?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, you know, because you can crunch on it. It's not terribly fattening, although you wouldn't know to look. But, you know, so you can have a lot more of the certain kinds and blah, blah, blah. What about you? You got to.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about it, but you got.
Yeah, I have two or three.
Pizza's in there, I'll bet.
Pizza's in there,
yeah,
for sure.
Yes. McDonald's. You love McDonald's.
McDonald's is in there,
that's
yeah.
true. You can eat there every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird because I can, like, send some people, you, to McDonald's whenever I want.
Yes,
like,
you can. You just say the word.
I haven't said it in a while. You haven't been there in a while. Maybe you need to go today after work.
So that's what happens. And then I used to fight it and say, no.
I go to
McDonald's too much, so don't worry about it. And then I just finally gave in. I was like, okay, if somebody mentions McDonald's and it sounds good, I'm at McDonald's.
Does it sound good today?
That's how it works, yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep, that's how it works.
Nice.
We have your tickets for Disneyland, a 4-pack.
Yeah, Tony out of San Marino just won the last 4-pack that Marcy was kind enough to toss out over her shoulder as she was leaving today.
And we have $1,200 in our KLOS ILO game.
Yay, win it!
$1,200 plus slash tickets February 18th at YouTube Theater, and that is this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
It's one of them twofers as well. We got a couple now from Def Leppard on KLOS. Twofer from Def Leppard from that insanely good 1983 album Pyromania.
We're doing Def Leppard once an hour.
Yeah, you can hear a couple from Def Leppard pretty much every hour until we get sick of it and go home.
What's wrong with me and you?
We don't have that kind of time.
Is the question to this. I was flipping around, which I don't do anymore.
Right, I
do
never
you ever
do either.
Flip around?
No, and watch live television?
No,
never.
Ever.
Nope. It's all pre-recorded.
But I was looking for a game or something, and I came across an Adele special that was on.
Okay.
And she was singing at the Observatory.
This is what happens. You get desperate.
And then she had this thing where the guy was going to surprise the girl and have a marriage proposal. And she didn't have any idea, blah, blah, blah. They put earphones on her and blindfold.
Isn't that cute?
Okay, so.
That's nice.
So why then?
Do we hate it so much?
And by the way, Adele was into it. She was like behind it.
Right. Sure.
So it wasn't like people on a jumbotron at a game where the Lakers are like,
yeah,
just as soon not have that. But
how about if we don't play basketball for a while so you can propose?
Right. But still, my reaction when he asked her was, please say no, please say no.
Right. That's one of my favorite things on Grace and Frankie. She goes out, one of the daughters goes out with a guy who hadn't dated in a couple of years because the last time he had actually proposed and it went on the jumbotron and she said no. And he started crying, so he became like Jimmy Kimmel. He even actually mentions Kimmel as playing his clip
hilarious.
Him crying because on the jumbotron, and everybody knows him.
What is wrong with our cold, dark hearts?
But that would be so wonderful. Say no. Break his heart. We all want to see.
Hey.
Like The Simpsons. Here's the moment you can see his heart actually break into pieces.
But why?
I don't know. We're jerks.
We love love.
Quimbies. Yeah, sure. I just don't want to see it.
I think it might be the hey, look at me factor.
Yeah, you think that's what bugs you?
That's what
it.
Bugs me.
I don't know what it is. It's too nice and happy for me. I don't like to see that.
You don't like happiness in
no,
general.
No, I don't.
I'm fine with happiness.
I am in life, in real. I don't want to share it or talk about it. Who cares?
Okay.
You know?
Well, I mean, some people care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I work with you. You should share some joy occasionally.
You're all right.
It's not going to kill you.
It's nice that you're living and breathing.
Why do we root against the dude?
I don't know. Have you ever seen anyone turn it down?
Not one that wasn't on like YouTube where somebody said, hey,
not
go
in
watch
real life.
This.
Yeah.
No, not in
not
real life.
IRL.
Yeah. I was just hoping.
But well, she said yes?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
So disappointing.
Oh, and they live happily ever after at least another couple weeks.
At least, yeah, until the last few weeks.
Until they move in together.
We are going to take some phone calls on this in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a story like that.
Yeah, maybe it went really well. Maybe it went super south.
By the way, in public, south, that's what we want.
That's what we're rooting for.
Yes.
That's not, what we want to see.
Not
happen.
Now, but we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What did you do during the quarantine? March, what was it? March 2020?
Really, honestly, weirdly, things didn't change too much for me. I still had to come in here to the station. There was no one here.
You were the only one coming in.
Pretty much. Yeah. There was one time I was literally, there was one other person in the building on this whole floor.
Wow.
Yeah. And was able to get home in 12 minutes because there was no traffic.
Wow.
And
did you do any running?
Low. Running?
Mm-hmm.
Are you higher than a kite?
No.
I haven't done any running since fourth grade.
There's a Vermont woman who earned a world record.
During the lockdown?
During the pandemic lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Because she ran. Now, not being a runner, this is going to be hard for you to imagine.
Right.
And I've never run a marathon either.
Well, I have a friend who runs a marathon, the LA marathon, every year.
26.2 miles.
Yeah, and I don't know how she does it.
I don't either.
She's done it for years.
This Vermont woman ran 91 marathons. I'm sorry, 95 marathons. In 95 days.
A marathon a day?
Yes.
A marathon. The LA Marathon.
Every day.
Wow, that's an interesting record to set.
Alyssa Clark is her name. She began running the marathon distances during lockdown in March of 2020. She said, like all of us, the lockdown's only going to last a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, right?
You remember that mindset?
Yes, I do. Isn't that ridiculous?
I don't know. Do I need to get a mask?
I don't
Probably
know why
not.
I should take this stuff home. Yeah, exactly. And work at home. What's the point? We'll be back. Right. She must be as thin as a piece of paper.
I haven't seen a picture of her, but I can't imagine she has any fat on her. No.
She never eats food.
Too thin.
Yeah.
After 25 days of running a marathon.
Wow. Every day.
Every day.
Wow.
She learned that the record was 60 consecutive days.
So
at that point now, I'm like, all right, well, peace out. I'm not going to do 60 days.
Right. I'm not going to make it.
And she decided to attempt to beat that.
And she damn well did. You said 90, right?
95.
Wow.
The hardest part was making sure that she was in a position to continue each day, she said. There are no take-backs on this. If you mess up one and you don't finish it or something like that, you don't get tomorrow.
Right. That's
right.
Well,
they're not going to kill you.
Well, yeah. You don't get your precious little record, though.
Right, but who cares?
I guess it would be a lot easier without all the traffic. The roads must have been pretty empty. Where was she? Did she run
Vermont.
The same route
she was
every
in
time?
Vermont,
oh, it's already empty.
Yeah.
Did she run the same route, I wonder? And
I don't know.
Support of any kind out there? Or?
Knowing she was about halfway to breaking the record, she thought, you know what, maybe I could do this. She set a goal. Remember, what was that record? 60?
60.
She set a goal for 100 consecutive days.
Wow. So, she damn near made it.
Loser. She pulled up short.
Pathetic.
In fact, she even managed to keep going during, this is a crazy sentence, because her husband was stationed in Italy.
Okay.
And they moved back from Italy to Florida.
Okay. Oh, so during the long runs,
She ran a marathon at 1 a.m. during a layover on a German military base.
Wow, that is commitment.
Just a marathon.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to step out and grab a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, around this base.
I'll be back in 6 hours.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, because it's a long time.
Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a massive chunk of your day.
However, on her 96th day, she was unable to finish the run after experiencing chest pain. So,
chest pain.
Ultimately, loser.
Is she okay? Yeah.
She and her husband later tested positive for COVID.
Oh, my God. Of course they did.
But they're fine.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
But she's a loser.
What a slacker. Yeah. I mean, she only had 4 more to go. That's pathetic.
95 in a row.
5 more. I can't do math. Wow. That is amazing. What a slacker. Boo. Boo. All right. A couple from Skinner now. A twofer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good, $1,200 just laying here. I mean, I love counting the cash. It's fun. If we were going to Vegas, I would just pocket this. But let's just give it away.
I mean, we could say we gave it away.
We gave it away. Remember when we gave it away? Yeah. It was fun. It was neat. I'm glad they won.
It's the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,200 is what's up for grabs. You pick a number between 0 and 95. We can tell you the last guess was 38, and it was too high.
Too high. And if you're caller 13 to play our precious little game, I'll send you to see Slash. That's happening at the YouTube Theater on February 18th. Thanks very much to them to getting us tickets, and they are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Call now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time for the KLOS High-Low game. KLOS, who's this?
Eddie,
you're caller 13.
Oh, no way.
Wait.
So you're going to go see Slash, man. That's happening at the YouTube Theater on February 18th. You got a pair of tickets.
Oh, perfect.
Also, you get to play in the KLOS High-Low game for $1,200. It's a number between 0 and 95, and we can give you one clue. The last guess was 38, and it was too high.
So what would you like to throw on the table?
I'll do 18.
18 turns out to be
too high, too high, too high.
Well, that's too high.
Dude, do that again. Get too high and go see Slash, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you, guys.
Would you like to tell the kids what you're reading about right now?
No. No, I would not.
It has to do with a certain rock artiste that was going to be opening for Tool, apparently.
That's who it was, yes.
Yes. In the not-so-distant future that we discussed yesterday. Well, maybe maybe this will be something we'll talk about later.
Her stage antics?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like we talked about it enough.
And other folks who have participated in the same activity?
She peed on a guy. All right. Let's talk about, are you a person of habit when it comes to food?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, I have to have 3 waffles just like Elle from Stranger Things morning. Yeah,
every morning.
Damn, well, yeah, for like a year and a half now.
Really?
Yeah. Even on the weekends, we could have something really good. I'm like, I want toaster waffles.
No kidding.
Butter and peanut butter, yeah.
Butter and peanut butter?
Yeah.
Every day for a year and a half.
Yeah, and I crave it, man.
Is that how you have lived? Like, that's been the way you live, or is this different?
No, I've always been kind of that way.
I'm sort of that way, too.
Are you?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to think of the food that I would eat for the rest of my life. If I had to pick one.
Oh, man, if you had to narrow it down to one.
So for you, now, it would be waffles.
With peanut butter.
But what about all time?
I wouldn't say for the rest of my life, because I will get sick of them. I know I will eventually. Do you have anything you have to have every day like that?
Well, I mean, I have been getting lunch at a fast food restaurant. Yes.
Okay.
Every day for 6 months.
You have?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Before you come in here every day?
Almost.
Oh, wow.
I mean, listen, every day I have lunch, so probably 4 days out of 5. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What?
It's Chipotle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's right by my house. Very simple. Very fast.
I was addicted to that for a long time. You have your order down. You can throw it out.
Right.
Right?
They have an app?
Yeah.
You just put it right in, order the same thing, pick it up.
Yep. Same thing, right? You never change it. Don't try anything
else. Not a bit.
Else,
nope.
Right?
Not a bit.
That's, what is up with that?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
So what would you go with? I know what I would go with for the rest of time.
What's that?
Pizza.
Yeah, me too. You know what I was going to say?
You're going to say pizza?
Yep. I mean, we're assuming you can kind of change what's on the toppings.
Of course, yes.
But it's pizza, because that opens it up.
That's number one.
So when the overlords come and they insist we can only have one food
from
now on.
When they make us choose.
Which they will.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Are you a person that eats habitually like that, so that you have one thing?
Or if the aliens show up and insist we can only have one thing each from now on.
I have a top three that I would have to pick from.
So pizza.
Number one is pizza.
Okay.
Number two is McDonald's.
Okay.
And number three is peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, I love peanut butter and jelly.
It's the best.
That is so good.
It's not the best. It's the third best.
Right.
Pizza,
so,
McDonald's.
That sounds like a healthy, rounded
peanut
daily.
Butter and strawberry, right.
Yeah, 8-year-old food.
That's right. Yeah, I eat pizza for breakfast and then McDonald's
cold
for
pizza,
lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
And then peanut butter and jelly for dinner. It's the meal of champions.
It is. Yes.
So what food, if you had to choose,
there's
one, and by the way, maybe lasagna makes it into that list.
Sure.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a pizza lasagna. No, that's two things.
So if you got pushed to Italy for the rest of your life, you'd be fine.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes, yeah, I would be very fine.
Because they also have McDonald's there, so.
Yes.
You're good to go.
As long as there's McDonald's and there's peanut butter and jelly, I can get pizza and or lasagna, and I am happy.
You're a healthy human being.
I'm not. Yeah, not necessarily. But
whatever. You're a happy human being.
But this is not talking about health. This is just, what do you like to eat, and what would you pick if you had to pick?
Yeah, I don't think I will ever get tired of pizza, so that's the one I would stick with.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. I don't know why we have to pick, but we do.
Yeah, well, you know, the aliens have landed, and I mean, we're not supposed to talk about that yet, are we?
Right, no.
You just have to come up with one food you're allowed to eat for the rest of your life as a human being.
I have a top three, and I would go in this order. I would go pizza first. If I couldn't have pizza, I would go McDonald's. If I couldn't get McDonald's, I would go peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, that's an interesting list.
Yes.
Did you write it on crayon, like a typical 8-year-old?
Maybe. What do you care?
Yeah, well, you know.
KLOS, hello, you have one?
Pretty similar to you, actually. Peanut butter and jelly, dude. That would be my one.
That is pretty strong. It's tough to beat that.
Yeah, because it's got a little bit of everything, you know? I mean, it's got a little protein, which is good, and it's got a little sweet, which is good, and doctors recommend it. Doctors are like, you should only eat peanut butter.
9 out of 10 you know doctors.
What? I actually had it for dinner every single night for 16 years. I kid you not.
Wow. 16 years? I thought I was bad with like a year and a half.
Yeah, all throughout elementary school, all throughout middle school, and then started to dwindle out in high school. But I would eat it like my mom would make.
What would it be like if you had parents?
Well, yeah, I could always just make that myself, so it was nice.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yep. How you guys doing, Kevin and Sluggo?
Yo, what's up?
We are doing well. You have to pick one food that you can eat for the rest of your life.
Okay. Well, I love sandwiches, and the deli that I would go and get mine would be a hot pastrami with extra mustard and pickles.
So you think you could do that every single day for the rest of your life?
There's other sandwiches I like. Don't get me wrong.
No,
but with this hypothetical, you have to pick one. So you're stuck with that, and that's the one that you could be stuck with.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What deli would you get it from, too? Plug your favorite deli.
I like what's that one? Oh, my God. I just had it in the tip of my hand.
Cantor's?
Oh. Yeah, that's one, and then also The Hat in Pasadena.
Oh, there you go, The Hat. Absolutely. Right on. All right, thanks for calling, man. Thank you for calling in. Well, pastrami and peanut butter and jelly. So far. Not going together very well, but...
KLOS, hello.
Spam.
Spam?
Spam, yep.
Spam, really?
I'm sorry, I thought you said spam.
Is this a spam call? Love spam,
hold
too.
On,
you
hold
cook
on.
It all sorts of different ways.
Hold up. You're being funny, right?
No, I don't think... Are you?
No, I'm not being funny. I love spam.
Yeah, dude, I know big fans of spam.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
He's a loon. He used to work with us. Yeah, yeah. Down there answering 911 calls now.
Really?
Yeah, I love spam. So how when was the first time you ate spam?
I was probably like 4. My grandma used to make it all the time.
Right, yeah. Isn't that weird? You wouldn't think. Dude, thank you for calling. I mean, there are all sorts of ways you
can
make it.
I'm out on that one.
But don't put any chocolate sauce on it, because that's nasty.
No, that's the only way to eat it.
818-955-KLOS, that food you could eat for the rest of your life.
We are talking about if you had to pick one food that you would then stick to and eat for the rest of your life.
What would it be?
What would it be? KLOS.
Well, okay, so they were mentioning breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I'm thinking... I'm thinking a Tommy's breakfast burger.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for lunch, I'm thinking Hanano burger from Venice Beach.
Okay.
And then for dinner, because they have chicken... Woody's Barbecue.
You are going to make those places rich, because you're going to eat there three times a day until you die. That's awesome.
I'll never be able to get in there again now that I'm on the radio.
Nicely done. Way to ruin your own places.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad you answered my call.
Yes,
ma'am. This is Terry.
Hi there.
Home from Westminster. I want to talk about what would be my favorite food.
Yes, what food?
It would be filet mignon.
Wow, you have expensive tastes.
Filet mignon.
Do you think you could really eat it every day until you die, though?
The rest of my life.
Wow.
I think I could, too.
Really?
Isn't that absolutely delicious?
It's really delicious. Yes.
I'm going to assume you like it bloody.
Not real, real bloody, but I like to have it medium rare.
Right on. All right.
That's right. And also, you know what? You can't have a filet mignon without having a baked potato sitting right next to it.
Well, you'll have to ask the aliens about that. The overlords have asked us to, you know, keep it to one thing.
Only one item.
But it is a dinner combo plate.
We didn't say dinner combo.
We'll talk to the aliens. We'll see what we can arrange for you. Thanks for calling. One hell of a lot of Def Leppard today on a twofer Tuesday. Always like that laugh of his.
I do too.
Setting things on fire is very good.
fire, yeah.
All right, I got to take my meds. Hold on a second.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we're talking about things that you could eat forever. If you had to pick one, what would be at the top of the list? KLOS, hello.
Yo, guys. Hey, quickly, before I give you mine, Kevin, you just nailed that guy for saying he couldn't say a whole restaurant, but you just said McDonald's. What are you getting from McDonald's?
Number 2A.
Quarter pounder. That's your favorite one?
Quarter pounder with cheese, large fry, medium diet Coke. What else you got?
Diet?
Fair enough, sir. I'm going to go street tacos, man. I could eat them
until I die. Oh, yeah. You know, that is really
That's
good.
That's not a bad choice.
No, because...
Man, you know, the little tortillas, the small little bite size, with some onions, cilantro, maybe al pastor is probably my choice.
And if you're really hungry 12 years down the line when you're still having it, you can just have 15 of them at one time and you'll be fine.
And they put them all on one plate. If you cover it with sauce, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Right on, dude. All right, thanks for calling. Enjoy the Overlord's reign. You too.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
We are good, Lisa. What food would you pick if you had to pick one?
Okay, I have to say, and my husband always teases me like I'm 6 years old, but it would have to be cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hey, listen, that's a strong choice.
It is. Plus, there's so many.
What cereal?
Which one would you lock in on?
Well, my perfect absolute choice would be Fruity Pebbles, but if you wanted to be healthy,
no, like this is not about this is not about health.
No, we're with Fruity Pebbles. We're good with that.
I'm doing chocolate Lucky Charms.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch for me.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Love them.
Wow, you sent us off on a whole different tangent. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo.
My 3 p.m. addiction. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. You have to pick one food. What is it?
Okay, probably not the healthiest, but pizza.
Same.
I don't know where you guys live, but I'd like to give a quick shout out to my three favorites.
Yeah.
The first one is Valerio's Pizza, Avenue 56 in Figueroa.
Oh, Avenue 56 Pizza. I know that. Yeah.
Valerio's Pizza. It's the bomb.
All right.
The second one is Masa of Echo Park. It's right there by Dodger Stadium on Sunset.
Nice. Cool.
And the third has got to be Mama's Pizza in Pasadena.
You are a pizza aficionado.
How long is your list?
Hey, let me throw one out. North Hollywood, Little Tony's. Woo!
Oh, really? I got to try that.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
There was one summer where my wife just checked out all different pizza spots.
Nice.
We love your wife.
Yeah, not the healthiest, but
who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Now I'm hungry.
Pizza! Keith, pizza!
Let's talk about, by the way, I forgot the ice cream in the last segment. I forgot about
ice cream. That's important.
Yeah, that's probably the one.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Rocky Road.
Oh, nice. Good stuff.
It's got chocolate. It's got little
bits of other stuff. Everything.
I'm starving right now.
I know. I'm so hungry.
Not really hungry, but I just have to eat.
Keith, food! Any food! So great. David Bowie. I had a recording from a award show, and clearly the presenter had no idea who David Bowie was.
David Bowie?
Yes, and David Bowie.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Time for the KLOS High Low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. You can win $1,300. The number is between 0 and 95. We can tell you the last guess was 18, and it was too high. So if you're caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, you automatically win slash tickets February 18th at February 18th.
That's not a new month. I was like, what's that?
It's actually just February 18th at the YouTube Theater. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Listen, answering in here.
Listen, take your time. Got nothing but time. Time for the KLOS High Low game. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. You're caller 13.
Awesome, really?
Yes. Yep.
You're going to go see Slash. That's happening at the YouTube Theater on February 18th. Got a pair of tickets for that. And do you want to play our precious little game?
Yes.
All right.
The KLOS High Low game. You can win $1,300 right now. The number's between 0 and 95. The last guess was 18, and it was too high.
Oh, my goodness. How about 13?
13.
Are you high? Are you high?
I'm high.
Damn it. That's my favorite number. That's my lucky number. You should have won. Boo.
Oh, boy.
Boo.
Oh.
Hey, but congratulations on the Slash tickets.
Yes, I love him. Oh, that's great.
Oh, nice. Very cool. What do you think of that new song, That River is Rising? Great song, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Yes.
Very cool.
Absolutely love it. Yes, love you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys are great. We listen to you every night.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So last night I was flipping around on the TV, and I came across Channel 2, and on Channel 2 was an Adele special.
Oh, a not-so-special. Tonight on a not very special.
It apparently got like 10 million viewers or something. I don't know.
10 million very bored people.
But when I was watching...
This is why you don't flip around.
Yeah.
You can run into an Adele special.
Right. I normally don't.
Right.
But I was flipping around and I came across a wedding proposal that she had set up for this couple.
In front of the crowd?
Yes.
A surprise?
Yes. So they blindfolded the woman and they put headphones on, noise-canceling headphones, so she had no idea where she was. And then they bring them out to the front, and it was very romantic, whatever. Listen.
Oh, romantic. Don't say that word in here.
Here's my...
This is a safe zone, man.
Here's
away
my
from happiness and cheerfulness.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Are we... What's wrong with us?
Because I bet you were hoping... What if she said no?
I was
that
yelling.
That would have been awesome.
Please say no. Please say no. Please say no.
That would have ruled.
Why do we want
10
that?
10 million people would have gone, ha ha!
Why do we want that?
I don't know. There's something
wrong. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that they got... That's nice and all. I just don't want to see it.
You just don't need it paraded in front of you?
No.
I don't either. And maybe it's the forcing your personal life into my public life. You
maybe
know,
that's
if
it.
I'm at a Laker game or Kings game or something, and somebody gets down on one knee, it's
right.
Like, listen.
Look, I'm in a fight mood. I don't want to see you all happy and
that's a
proposing.
Pretty
and
big
personal.
Look at me move.
Yeah.
I think that's what bugs me is look at me.
I just don't care. I mean, it just
right,
gets down
course.
To
you
just
and you shouldn't.
Don't care. Unless she says no. Then it's hilarious.
Then it's fascinating. Otherwise, it's boring.
I've never seen that actually happen, though. And I guess that's good. I guess I'm glad that I've never seen
you're not
some
glad,
guy's
though.
Heart
See,
broken.
Why are we broken? Yeah, why are our hearts dark and cold?
I don't know, but I prefer it this way.
I don't hate love.
No, of course not.
But
thank you for not pushing it into my life ever, Kevin.
Right.
Thank you.
Right, except for the stories earlier. But I'm just saying,
I don't know.
How come?
Why do we want to see the failure?
Why do we not want to see... Listen, the failure is the only acceptable thing.
Right, outcome of those things.
Because if it's a yes, it's dull and boring, I think.
It's annoying.
Also, it's kind of a thing that should be a personal thing.
I guess.
You don't have to bring it. If you're coming into a hockey game and you're setting it up and you're getting the cameras.
You can tell us the story later if you must. But, you know, anytime.
Oh, so you know how I proposed to my woman.
Oh, well, that is the pressure, by the way. That is the pressure. On women, for the most part, is
true.
Tell me how he did it. There's a lot of that pressure.
I went through so many decisions on how to go about it. But I've never even ever once told you about how I proposed.
No, you haven't.
And I won't, because who cares?
Because...
And I sure as hell won't do it on a Jumbotron.
Because all of them said no.
Well, that's true. Except Bruce. He was very... I'm like, well, I'm really drunk. Let's take it back.
All right, listen. If you've seen someone say no in a public setting, that's the best case scenario.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
Now, if it went wrong, we'd love to hear about that.
We'd love to hear about that as well.
And if you have a reason you think it's a good thing, we'll take that.
Yes. Why is it acceptable to do it in public? And why specifically do Sluggo and I
hate it?
Root against it.
What's wrong with us?
Like, I don't want people to not be happy. I want them to be happy.
Psychoanalyze us.
Yes.
Quickly, though.
What's wrong with us?
10 seconds.
We only have a brief amount of time for you to tell us what's wrong with us.
I know it's a massive list.
818-955. 55 KLOS.
Don't be such a pussy. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm on the other phone.
KLOS. Hello.
Pussy. Wow.
Whoops.
Hey.
Hi.
We didn't know you heard that.
Yeah.
Comment.
We were talking to someone else.
Okay. Don't worry. How's it going, guys?
Yeah. Good. So, what do you think about
public
proposals? Yeah.
Oh, they're cringy.
Right? Thank you.
Okay, but why?
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with you as well?
Oh, because it's uncomfortable. I mean, I don't want to get married in the first place, but then to see somebody else, you know, proposing, and then everybody gets all excited and happy, and then every other woman in the room decides they want to get married, too. And it's
right. That's a good part of it. Yeah. Like, why aren't you this romantic?
So
I hadn't thought about that.
Every woman in the building looks at their man and goes, well.
Starts measuring up. Interesting. Have you have you ever seen one go south? Go bad? She says no?
No.
Would that make it better?
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of funny.
Well, we're glad you're in our boat.
Yes.
Thanks for being in our boat with us.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was going to tell you.
Public marriage proposals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about them?
They suck.
All right. Thank
Why?
You.
Why?
No one wants to see that stuff, man.
Why?
I tried to propose to my wife 3 times and in a public place. It just didn't work out.
Oh, did you really?
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Yeah. I need them listed, first of all.
Yeah.
What was the first place?
Yeah.
They were all three at different parks.
Different parks.
Yeah, just like a local park around town.
Why did she say no?
It wasn't the right spot.
Oh, I know, because it was the wrong person.
That's right.
Well, I understand not wanting to see him then. I totally get that. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. How do you feel about public proposals?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, were you guys talking about cringy proposals?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. How do you feel about them doing it in public?
Dude, absolutely horrible. The worst part is I used to work at a jewelry store.
Oh,
and people
no.
would get the ring and then turn around and propose.
At the jewelry store.
Oh, that's annoying. How many times do you think you saw that happen?
I at least saw it 3 times.
Blech.
And I had worked there for like 4 months.
Did you ever boo?
No boo. Boo! Boo!
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the spirit.
Well done.
Boo!
Dude, right on, man. Thanks for calling, and sorry about your pain.
Have a good night.
That Thank sounds you. Horrible.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, public proposals.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What do you think about them?
They're horrible.
Yay!
Now we're talking.
See, gentlemen, ladies don't want it. All of them hate it.
Now we're
them.
Talking. Why do you hate it?
They're creepy. I mean, they're cringy.
Yep.
People feel obligated to be happy for you, even though they're all thinking pre-divorce. I mean, you know, how long are they going to last?
Yeah, we want to see the divorce. We don't want to see the proposal.
And if you're, if you're the girl receiving the proposal, what if you don't want to say
Thank you.
Like,
that's a good point, because there's too much pressure to say yes, whether you want to say yes or not.
It's a way of pushing her into it.
Because now your partner is just like, let me ask you this in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
You can't say no.
Right.
I mean, what if you're not ready to throw them away, but you don't want to say yes to this like totally public proposal?
Good point. Great
Listen,
point.
I like you. I might be done with you in the next month or two, but
let's go get a pizza and then right. just have a pizza.
Yeah. Right yeah. On. No to the proposal, but like yes to taking a road trip or something.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned.
Ooh, that means I get to go home and eat spaghetti and meatballs. Woohoo!
In a second.
Starving. Oh, What We Learned. Yeah, great. Neat. What is it?
Public wedding proposals can suck it.
Boy, that's for sure. Okay, bye.
Stop it and quit it and also stop.
Yes, please.
The one food you could eat forever, mine is pizza.
Mine is
Sluggo's
pizza.
Sluggo's is spam.
That's true. Spam, 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 spam.
And no matter what you did during the pandemic, shut 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a family 4-pack of 1-day, 1-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort to experience Disney festivals of holidays. Sorry, Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad.
You said that well.
Thank
I could
you.
Never say that. I can't say my name.
The holidays are magic at the Disneyland Resort now through January 9th. We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Just give away a family 4-pack of 1-day, 1-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort to experience Disney's Festival of Holidays and Disney's Viva Navidad to
Isaac from Corona.
Congratulations. Magic is holidays at Disneyland Resort now through January 9th.
And your next chance to win will be with Heidi and Frank tomorrow on this KLOS thing. How did you feel about Starship's song, We Built This City? That's one of those love it or hate it songs. Your charts on this day in rock in 1985.